Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, the United Way of St. Clair County fundraising campaign is underway, kicked off earlier this month. Joining us right now from the United Way, Sharon Wilton. Good morning, Sharon.
Morning, Paul.
And Cheryl is here from Kitchen Tune-Up. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Paul.
You guys, you've been involved in the United Way for years now, haven't you?
I have, yeah, as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How come?
I was originally with the Red Cross, and when I moved out here, the Red Cross is no longer here in town. So I was looking for a mission with a similar purpose where I could use my skills, and the United Way fit that exactly, serving actual clients and in our county, and that's been a really great experience.
Sure, we talk all the time about the importance of raising money, and we'll talk about that again this morning, but volunteers make such a big difference too, don't they?
Of course. So we have a team of about 25 volunteers who are out in the community talking to our donors and workplace campaign participants, and we kicked off our, as you said, our event earlier this month. We have a goal of $800,000 announced by our co-chairs, Megan Simmons and Liz King. So we're really hopeful to get to that mark. This year is going to be particularly tough in our community for human service needs.
It really is. There's a lot of challenges. Cheryl, you know that, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, people are going to be hungry really soon. And, you know, the need every year has just grown and grown and grown. And without the help of the community, we can't serve the people that need it most.
How does the United Way help in situations like this when there is a sudden immediate need?
So we partner with a lot of human service organizations in the community. Matter of fact, there's a group coming together today to talk about what's going to happen with the potential need for food in our community. As we know, effective this weekend, SNAP benefits are not going to be renewed for the month of November. And so that means that the people who are already hungry will obviously remain hungry, and then there'll be additions. So we take phone calls on a regular basis from people in the community that are in crisis, and we help them to maneuver the systems that they need to work through. And then when there's a gap, we can sometimes step in.
Right.
Now, it's just important to know that people can call 211 and they have plenty of resources. And I know that on Facebook, there's been many posts of food truck giveaways that are going to be happening and some other food spots where people can pick up food, things like that. So just staying connected and letting people know what's available out there.
Cheryl, you and Terry at Kitchen Tune-Up made a decision early on in the campaign, maybe even before the campaign kicked off, that you were going to pitch in and really help the effort. Tell us what you guys are doing.
So honestly, it was at the campaign kickoff that we committed to donating a portion of our sales, up to $500 per project, from October through November to help. We were challenged by Brent, who said, as a volunteer, you know, step up, put your money where your mouth is. If you're asking businesses to donate their money, their time, their effort, then you should do the same. And he wasn't wrong. So we decided to make that commitment. And we're really proud of that. That's a big part of what we feel is important to our business and to us as people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I see you've got the flyer there for Patsy Cline.
I do, yes. So November 20th. And Andrew Beeler at Independent Flooring is partnering with us on November 8th. We're sponsoring a design day at his showroom in Fort Gratiot. And we will have tickets for Patsy Cline there if anyone wants to buy them. But we'll also have information about the United Way and how you can make even just a one-time contribution at our table there. So, you know, we'll look forward to talking with you and we'll give you free design advice, and all you have to do is make a little donation. It's great.
There are so many ways to give. I mean, obviously, as Cheryl and Terry are doing a Kitchen Tune-Up, they're, you know, donating a portion of each contract that's signed through November. You can write an individual check. You can write a one-time check. You can do a recurring check. Payroll deduction. I mean, there's a lot of different ways, aren't there?
Absolutely. We really encourage workplace campaigns, which give us the opportunity to show our fantastic video and then to talk about really in real time what the needs are. And if companies can do payroll deduction, that's so easy you don't even realize the money is missing from your check. Yeah. We love our everyday heroes that give a dollar a day. It, you know, that really, really helps. That helps keep someone's electricity on. So on top of that, there's a one-time donation. opportunity, you can go right to our website and hit the donate button, which is also where you can purchase tickets for the Patsy Cline concert on our website. And certainly we love our volunteers, and Cheryl's pretty amazing, and we're glad to have her on our team. So that's also another way to get involved.
All right, very good. What's that website for people to check out?
It's www.stclair.org.
Very good. How's everything in the kitchen business, by the way?
Things are booming in the kitchen business. Yeah. Fall's busy. Yeah, we're getting ready for the holidays, making kitchens beautiful before the Thanksgiving dinner, the Christmas dinner, all of those things. So I just wanted to remind everyone that 100% of the money raised in St. Clair County stays in St. Clair County. So if you didn't know that, you should know that it's really, really important to understand. We also have a $5 bingo game, and you could win money back. So even if you only have $5, to give, find a volunteer and buy a bingo spot, and maybe you'll win too. So,
right. Lots Yay. Of opportunities. Yeah, all right. Well, good luck. Keep us updated on the campaign.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
All right, thank you, Paul.
I appreciate it very much, Sharon. And Cheryl, check weather in just a moment here on WPHM.